Skype of Cthulhu presents a Call of Cthulhu campaign, Eternal Lies, by Will Hindmarch and Jeff Tidball, with Jeremy Keller.
Yeah, he was so good last week. I mean,
yeah.
He was excellent. He should really do it again.
I nominate Steve to just do it all the time.
Yeah.
But
what?
Second.
Go, Steve, go.
Sorry, I was talking to my kids.
That'll teach you.
Danger. Yeah,
sounds like a summary to me.
Oh, a summary. Oh.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What happened?
Okay.
Okay. So we had flown out to California, I believe, at the beginning of the last session. Who fell asleep? Someone fell asleep on the plane. Was it Miss Cora? Fell asleep on the plane, I think.
Yeah, Cora. Yeah.
Woke up screaming, and had a little side session. And we went to We split up and went to UCLA, the library, and we went to what's the other one? Another group went
bank.
To the bank. That's right. Sure, you guys want me doing this?
Yeah,
you're doing great.
Okay, all right. So we went to UCLA. Three of us did, which was Dorothy, father, who I've been calling Mindarius, but is actually Minardus, I think. And I think Max Elliott was there, Detective Elliott. And we did some research. Dorothy chatted up the librarian and wasn't very helpful. But the father found a few headlines. We found out, got a lead on an occult bookstore that donated some books to the library, and we got a line on some obits that of a movie star that probably died in the fire at the farm. And we also got Echevarria's. Is that right? His obit, which was a few days later. We're not sure whether that is actually on the up and up or not, because there seem to be a few facts that are not lining up anyway. But we plan on following up with the actor's wife, who is still around, and maybe Echevarria himself. We went to the bookstore a little bit later, called The Eye from Beyond, and intimidated the bookstore. Father put the fear of God in him, I believe, for his crazy occult books. He didn't repent, but he did let us know that Echevarria, when he was around, was kind of the real deal. He was a very scary man who really believed and knew his occult stuff. He must have lived in some rich area. He didn't know a whole lot about him. After that, we left and went to the cemetery, where we find that apparently no one is mourning at Echevarria. His grave is unkempt and apparently unvisited. And we are just now about to harass the caretaker. Meanwhile, the other group, Sullivan, Udko, Dr. Udko, and Miss King, went to – or wait a minute. Is that a Miss? Who's King?
Cora, yeah.
Cora King it is. Okay, yeah. They went to the police, and they made some appointments. Detective Sullivan made some appointments to speak with the police the following day regarding the some of the detectives who were actually on the case the night of the fire. They traced down. They went to the library, which was burned out, and were able to trace the missing the bank. I'm sorry. They were able to trace the missing safety deposit box to the FDIC warehouse. And they took a drive, went on out there, found a box in the midst of a bunch of pallets of kind of leftover stuff, went into a private room and cracked it open. There were six pictures taken from concealment, and lots of crazy pictures, people doing unspeakable things. Echevarria was in every single one of them. Job himself was in two of the pics, one of the crazy guys from the sanitarium back in Savannah. And also some encrypted accounting books that we'll have to check out somehow or another. And notably a flyer with Winston's handwriting that has a note on there. The flyer is, "Where should we stay in Los Angeles?" And his handwriting says, "Echeverria has black and Buchwald has the town car." Or Echeverria-black, Buchwald-town car.
I think equal
and
signs.
I believe that's where we are now. Equal signs, yes. I'm not sure.
What fuzzy.
Yeah. It looks like two, yeah. I think you're right. I'm not sure where that group is planning to go next.
Very good.
Very good.
That's awesome. All right. Hey.
Do you want to summarize the next couple hours, too, while you're at it?
So there's minor trouble at the cemetery. There was a group of people in robes came up to us and, no.
All right. Actually, let's start there. So you come to visit Chavarria's grave, and you're at it. As I told you, you know, it was very unkept. Clearly, you know, no one has come in the recent years to clean it up. But I'll give you a spot here and roll to the three of you. Max isn't here, but, you know.
Normal success.
You're pretty sure that there is, you know, something written there. But this is, you know, it's been covered by the grass. But, you know, other than the name, below the name, you can see that there's some scratches on the stone.
So on the tombstone itself?
Yes.
Okay. Can I puzzle them out somehow?
All right. What you find is... let me actually send it over Skype like I did last time. Just now. Oh, actually, no, it's fine. You find a symbol, some sort of symbol. You can make an occult roll.
Normal success there as well.
Very
Max
good.
Max gets an 06.
Mm-hmm.
If he has base, a cult is a fail, but he'd spend a point of luck for that. Ooh, nice.
He'd spend all six if he had to.
Exactly.
All right, so stretch on the tombstone, you notice, like...
Did I lose you?
Like... You know, some sort of a semblance to this symbol that I just shared with you. And with the occult, you clearly identified as a veve from the voodoo. It's a symbol. You said normal success?
Yep.
Okay. It belongs to one of the gods from voodoo. Baron Samedi, or Baron Samedi, however you want to pronounce it. I don't know, the sounds French, but I will put it here.
Oh, Saturday, okay.
Yeah, pretty much. But on Saturday, you're right. So it's one of the loa of voodoo gods, and this in specific father is the loa of the dead, and usually among, you know, one of the things that he takes care of. Is in his list of duties, let's say. One of them is to make sure that the things are dead, stay dead.
Okay, so...
Hey, Max got a hard success on his occult role. He says,
Gotta figure out how to turn these notifications off.
So after the success we had digging out the ritualistic voodoo symbol in Savannah and all the good that came from that, maybe we should just leave this one here.
Oh, I don't know. Well, this one's on a tombstone, yeah. So it would be harder work to steal.
Yes, this is.
Yeah, I mean, you have to come back at night, and you know.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it is
some believer in voodoo just wants this man to make sure he stays dead.
Right. Do we have a picture of that symbol from the protection symbol? Or just is it just sort of maybe similar?
No, it's very different.
Okay.
Actually, it looks more like I'll look for one that looks very similar.
More like a mythos symbol than an occult symbol.
No, the one from the actually no, the one from the stone was on Henslow's. No, actually that one looks. Jim was able to identify it with his occult knowledge, so it's not mythos related.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So
was that like Haitian voodoo as well? That symbol, or was that completely okay?
No, he found that it was somehow related to one of the.
It was Aksan, Ethiopian.
Right.
That's right. Yep.
Right. Ethiopian empires from old.
Yep. Gotcha.
All right, guys. What do you do? As I said, it's very, you know, it's very crude. You know, it's not that exact symbol, but you clearly recognize it, Jim and Max, if he passed. By the way, who's there? We got the father. We got Dorothy Astor. And we got Elliot, right?
And Mr. Elliot.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
But the grave is unkempt. There's the symbol on it. Yeah, I think we go looking for the caretaker.
Okay. After a while, you find a small kind of office. It's not an office, but a small building on the side of the cemetery, and he's there. You find a man, you know, in his mid-50s, maybe. He looks like he's kind of, looking after some graves.
I have kind of a quick question. So Echeverria, during his lifetime, was kind of a high roller, you know, lived in lots of money, things like that. His grave looks unkempt, but what about like the condition of the cemetery that we're in and the just the surroundings, the offices we're about to approach, all that type of stuff? Does this seem like something that a well-to-do family where they would bury one of their own, or is it something that doesn't seem right for that sort of background?
No, actually, you know, it's not like one of those cemeteries where you pay a lot of money and have nice tombs or anything like that. Looks more like general public kind of thing.
Right. Fairly modest. Okay. That's interesting. Thank you.
Sure.
Excuse me, Mr.
All right. So when he sees you approaching, he turns to you and says, yes.
Hi. Good day, Mr.
Smithson.
Smithson. Hello. Father Carl Mindenhouse, from the bishop. I was wondering if we could have a quick look at some of your internment records. We're trying to follow up on a particular parishioner.
Do you have some sort of permission or something? Is it general?
Yes, sir. I'm here on behalf of the police department. I'm a private investigator.
Your ID?
I'll show him my PI license.
Okay. He looks at it. He actually grabs the ID and looks at you. All right.
That's me, Alfred Elliott. Nice to meet you, sir. If it's not too much trouble, I think we'll be out of your hair relatively quick. Just need to confirm some details.
I guess he looks at the father. Come over here. Are you looking for someone specific?
Yes. What I said we were, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Ramon Echevarria, plot number whatever it is.
Now we're all just trying to say the name to make Ramble angry. Mr. Echevarria.
Very good. Very good.
As I look at the note and the accents I've put over the different parts of the name, as I've been corrected so many times.
he walks you into a small office. It's nothing fancy. There are a lot of records here. And he starts browsing over some folios. He grabs one. And, this is what I got. What exactly are you looking for? And he starts browsing through the folio, looking for, you know, Chavarria.
Yes, we're looking for information on who may have arranged.
Okay.
Who may have arranged the internment or who may have ordered the headstone, maybe a listing of who was in attendance at the internment. Really anything you can tell me. We're just looking to confirm the people that were involved with this man's death.
Let me check over here. I don't have a lot. I remember that one. You know, that tombstone gave me.
Internment. Interred, right?
Yeah, but no. I remember this name now. Interesting. Well, anyway, I got a receipt here. But just a couple of initials, not a name. A B.
Surely someone, you know, paid for this. It's got to be more than a few initials in your records.
Yeah, it's got to be this AB. And he points to the record. That's the only thing I have.
A, the only thing you have.
Was there a ceremony when Mr. Echevarria was interred?
Well, I don't know, right? But I do remember that, you know, after I buried the body, set up the tombstone and everything, and well, no one was there. I do remember that. What called my attention was that a bunch of, some strange people came at night and performed some sort of, satanic dance, or I don't know. They killed a chicken in front of the grave, and they damaged the grave. They did some drawings there on the grave.
Yes,
but I chased them out. I called the police, but we never found who they were or anything like that.
Yes, we noticed their graffiti. You never contacted the family? They didn't to repair the stone?
No one, you know, there's no phone number or anything to, you know, to call. I tried to, but I don't know if he didn't have any family or friends, but whoever paid just paid and like didn't want to know anything more about the poor guy.
Hmm.
But it was a long time ago. I was younger.
As were we all, my son.
Yes, Father. I guess you're right. Very well. Well, anything else? I hope this was helpful.
Are there other graves or headstones here of the same design? Or is this the only one?
What do you mean? The design of the headstone is very basic. There are a lot of them.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where was this? This is on...
It was scratched onto the stone.
Ah, scratched on after the fact.
Never mind.
Retract it. Retract that question.
Is there anyone else perhaps who this mysterious Mr. A.B. has paid to have interred?
I don't think so, no. Listen, so many people... I do not remember faces or anything like that. This is just, you know.
Well, of course not.
One more.
Perhaps if we could just have a quick flip through your files, we can take a look. Certainly wouldn't ask you to go through the trouble.
Be welcome, Father. You do fine. I won't even make you roll for this. You don't find anything else.
Okay.
Just what he already told us.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's true. If that's what you're looking for, there's nothing like that. You know, you don't find the initials anywhere else. The books. How many hours are you planning to spend here?
Either until we find something or until the others get bored and drag me away.
Yeah, after a couple of hours, you pretty much know that, you know, this is a dead end.
Okay. I think realistically, it would only be particularly interesting if there were, you know, others like within a year of either side. So it's not like I don't think we would search through.
Nothing like that.
You know, decade's worth of records, because it's only going to be interesting if it's close in time.
It's probably getting a little bit late in the evening by now anyway, isn't it? This is the same day we landed, I believe.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, we were straight to the university and then the bookstore and then here. So yeah, I think I would be happy to leave.
Okay. Yeah, I think we've got what we needed to.
Would you gentlemen, do you have a mind or a yearning to stop by and see Miss, what was her name, Miss Spenzel, Miss Yolanda Spenzel? Or do we even have a lead on her yet?
Perhaps in the morning. It is getting a bit long in the day. We certainly don't want to rush in on her, take her evening away.
Certainly, I was just thinking that, you know, she may have a job or something she goes to, so the evening after dinner might be a good time to catch her at home.
Yeah, but you see, this if only is we Jim knew where trying to tell us to go sleep so that he can go off and do it by himself.
Okay.
No. Come on.
No, I'm just joking.
You're discussing that,
I thought we tried to call and get a listing for her and we couldn't find one.
Right. Yeah, so we don't know where she is or how to find her. We would have to go try to figure that out first.
I thought that we had to figure that out. Okay.
I agree with the general approach. I think tomorrow should be trying to track down Yolanda Spenzel and I guess that's it. I guess that's what's next. That's who's next here, so for us.
We could maybe visit the idea, although that's very thin, the sanitarium that Joe was held at that was trying to get a hold of him. You know, that the one in Savannah was paying. That's the only other lead I can think of. And Miss Spenzel and what the other gentlemen are working on.
No, the The one that was paying for Edgar Job, you mean?
Paying for it? Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Because
so,
that was, he had already been interned out here, right?
And, no. Okay. No, actually, no. He was the police was looking for him. He got some criminal record, and the police was looking for him. But since he gave himself to the sanitarium in Savannah, they recommended that it was better to keep him there, right? And the this is something you found the records of the father actually extracted from the hospital. You know, the pretty much the Los Angeles stopped paying for Edgar Job, and they wanted to retrieve him back to, you know, to jail. And to, but the thing is, like, the Keaton was actually stealing, not stealing, but using money from Henslow's to pay for Edgar Job.
I see. I misunderstood the situation. I thought that Keaton was paying whatever sanitarium that Job had escaped from out here in order to he could get, keep his hands on him.
No.
Okay.
He so was, Job was using have... Henslow's money. Actually, pay for both of them.
Okay. I see. And yeah, Job has no record of. He's got a criminal record, but no record of an incarceration for Looney Tunes or whatever mental distress.
Exactly.
Okay.
So here's the thing. No lead. The other thing is, let's see. The other thing is. That actually that's it. Yeah. Sorry. All right. So let's go with the others in the meantime. So let's go to Cora and Miss Sullivan. And yeah, what are you doing?
So Randall, I have a question for you. These account books We've noted they're encrypted. Are they encrypted in like the actual writing is indecipherable, or is it just that okay. There's obviously something covered up?
There is some encryption, but this is also clearly an accounting book.
But we don't recognize the symbols. Like we don't. Is it a code or is it just?
It's just Roman kind letters. Of. You know, codes, letters, like there's, for instance, do you have accounting?
Nope.
Very well. Like if you browse through the books, you can see several entries, for Towncat and for Black.
So it's like there are code words, but we can recognize the letters and numbers.
Yeah, you can recognize them, right? It's just like you cannot make sense of the details. What exactly is going on here?
Okay. So we don't need somebody to decrypt it first, and then somebody who understands accounting to figure out the accounting.
Let's say no. Let's say that someone with a strong skill of accounting can actually make some sense of the transactions, right?
So,
and you know, that in order to decode it, of course, that someone is going to need the code, the actual code, right? To an accountant is not going to be able to give you names or anything out of this book.
Sure. Okay.
We could probably just go to an accountant, right? And sort of say, hey, can you make sense of the accounting part of this? Because we already understand at least two of the people in there. All right, we could say give us a report entries, on Towncar in Black.
Yeah. But we may not know what exactly they're purchasing or paying for.
Right. But that, right, I guess that's the question, is whether that stuff is also in code or if the,
yeah, that's,
or if it's just in sort of accounting lingo.
Accounting lingo.
Okay. So we can go find ourselves an accountant. And say, just pretend the town car is Mr. Smith and black is Mr. Johnson and give us their stories. Are there other names also that are, or code words that are, you know, other people?
Yes, there are several, but, okay. You easily see, both, town car and black all over the book.
Okay. Yeah, so I think it makes sense to go hire an accountant.
Yep.
Stop in at H&R Block and have them crunch on this for an hour or two.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's so find a
do that.
Didn't we have the taxi driver waiting for us?
We did a couple times. I don't remember. Yes, because we're back out at the warehouse now in Long Beach. Yeah.
And we were afraid it was going to be hard to find a cab out there.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Taxi Cab Driver, can you take us back maybe into the financial district?
Yeah, sure. He starts driving. You found what you needed over there?
Not much.
Hmm. Okay. So after an hour of driving and the cab driver trying to do some more small talk, you arrive to the finance district where there's a lot of buildings.
We'll talk
where
to them about the weather.
Yeah.
Weather, the earthquake.
The earthquake.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, do we want to show him the pamphlet? Maybe the bottom part of the pamphlet?
Oh, we could show him that. That's not a bad idea.
or maybe it is a bad idea. I can tell from the grunt.
We're going to show somebody. It could be a hotel clerk, concierge. It could be a random taxi driver.
Yeah, I like the random part. Maybe somebody else.
And this guy, don't think this guy's random anymore? All right.
Well, yeah. I guess it's hard to have this conversation in front of him.
Yep. Right.
The less any person knows about what we're doing, the better.
Okay.
So this corner here, this looks good. I see a phone booth over there.
Okay. It stops. You get out.
I get out, go to the phone booth, and start looking through the – I don't know if there are yellow pages in 1935, but I start looking for that's where I start.
Okay.
For an accountant.
All right. I guess an operator can actually help you with that.
Yeah.
So she gives you five names from the top list.
All right. I'll call the second one.
Very good. It's actually not very far from where you are right now.
Excellent.
You still got a few more minutes before the office closes, though.
Well, we should rush over there.
All right, so you rush towards the place. It's one of these buildings, again, with several names outside, for different offices that it holds, and one of them is the name of the accountant that you're looking for. Roger Ferguson.
All right. Ferguson?
Roger Ferguson. Roger
Ferguson.
Roger Ferguson. Oh, yeah. World famous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excuse me there. Yeah, so we go in.
Yes. What can we do for you?
We've got something of a quandary here. I was left in charge of some books by an old uncle of mine, and I'm afraid I have a bit of trouble deciphering them.
Well,
I was hoping that I could hire your firm to go through these and make heads or tails out of them, and maybe write up a summary of what you find.
Well, Mr. Ferguson was about to leave, but let me see if he can talk to you. After, 1 minute, she comes back from a small office.
I want to pull Mr. Udko aside while that's going on.
Okay.
Paul, professionals actually do much better work when they know what they're looking for. Why don't we just tell them this is a drug bust and we're looking for drug information and we'd like to hire him to try to figure it out? I think he would be much more likely to come up with something useful for us than something about your uncle. I mean, I know that you're distrustful of everybody. It seems like it must be part of being a psychologist or something. But just a suggestion.
Well, if you think so.
Well, she's a police officer, after all.
I mean, there's definitely a time for.
She comes back. Yeah.
Come
over here, and Mr. Ferguson is going to take care of you. And you see a man in his 60s. Yes. What can I do for you, gentleman, lady?
I look at Sullivan.
Well, Mr. Ferguson, we have an investigation of a drug issue that we need to keep a little bit outside of the standard channels for perhaps obvious reasons, and we'd be interested in having you look at the books. Tell us what you can tell us what you can about them.
Is this something official?
Yes, and I'll hand him my badge.
He grabs the badge and writes down your name and the badge number. Yeah, like if it is official, I don't see why not. Is the receipt going under your name, Ms. Sullivan?
Please. Can you Yeah.
Sure. Can I see the books?
Of course, Mr. Udko.
Hand them over.
Sirs.
Excuse me. Taking a look at
the... Well, this is actually very obscure. It's going to take me a while.
Well, we can come back in the morning if that's better for you.
Morning is not going to... It's not gonna do it. It's gotta be tomorrow, end of day, more likely. Yeah, it's gonna take me a while.
Well, you've got 12 hours before the morning comes. You don't think that's gonna be enough?
He looks at you and says, "End of day. If it works for you, Mr. Sullivan." Just waiting for your answer.
Come back and see how far you've gone, how far you've gotten at midday, and see what you can see what you find.
Very good. Very good. He keeps
this is obviously people's lives may be at risk here.
What do you mean?
I mean, the sooner we can get this information, the sooner we can get some dangerous people off the street.
Oh, well, yes, like any other police investigation, I'm sure. Okay, well, sure.
Sometimes, yes. Some are more urgent than others. Great.
Come back tomorrow. Do what you can. We'll talk, for sure. I'll do my best. All right. I'll do my best to serve the country and My people, sure.
All right, I'll have to. So a 0.5 on psychology. What's he? Is he just giving me smoke, or is he?
It's not like he cares. You know, you're paying for it. He's gonna do the job, and that's it. Whenever he's, you know.
I get the sense that if we were paying him more, he might move the job up a little bit in his.
Maybe.
Is he that kind of guy?
Yeah, you know.
I will say, if you have something useful for us at noon tomorrow, I think your rates just have doubled.
Huh. Well, if you're willing to pay for the extra time, I'm sure. I think like... He looks at the books again. Let me check something here very, very quickly. Counts the pages on the books. Noon tomorrow. All right. Let's do it for the people that you're going to save with this information, okay? No means good. You pay double the rate.
Great. We'll see you then.
Okay. All right. It starts working, actually, as soon as you leave. All right. What else?
I would like to also check and make sure as we leave that we don't see anybody following us, scoping us out. We should have checked before we went in, of course, but...
Okay. Make a screen here and roll.
That is a success.
Okay. Well, as soon as you come out from the building, you stay there, look around, you know, nothing that catches your eye. Looks like no one's following you so far.
All right.
Okay. So it's getting late, though. It's getting a little bit late. Businesses are starting to close, offices as well.
Can I find one business that's still open that is the typewriter rental business?
Yeah. That's fine.
I need to rent a typewriter.
All right. Okay. What else?
Oh, hotel, dinner?
Yeah, go meet the others, find out how their day went.
See what they found? Absolutely.
Okay. Not after too long, you're all gathered at the hotel.
All right.
Well, how was your day?
I feel like we drove from here to New York today, back and forth between Long Beach and L.A., over and over again. It's like somebody was giving us the runaround, but there wasn't anybody giving us the runaround. It's just what happened.
Well, we found some information, but not much. Something pointing towards an A.B. person.
A.B., huh? Well, we found a reference to a Buchwald.
This A.B. seems like burial of Echavarria.
He paid for it?
That's interesting, because it seems like he was a partner of his. They showed up in the same account book.
There was a strange...
Partner or perhaps another customer of...
Right.
And there was a strange set of symbols scratched on his gravestone after the fact. Miss Astor, why don't you show them the sketch you took?
Yes. I took a rubbing of it right here. It's from the Baron Samedi, Voodoo, Loa. from Haiti.
This was carved on Echeverria's grave?
Yes, yes, yes. Father, father knew the details about it. Apparently it's to keep the dead, make sure the dead stay dead. Is that right, Father?
I think that's as good a summary as any disaster.
Was this...
carved, was maybe this... overstating it a bit. Scratched, perhaps, is a better adjective.
After the fact.
Yes. Yeah, the group of... after the burial, I guess, the group... Although, I don't believe the caretaker said exactly when it happened, but there was a some sort of ritual. The group went out there, sacrificed a chicken, and he said, to his words, defaced the grave, which would be probably the etching you see before you and whatnot. He said never caught who did it. So yes, we had a chat with a man at a lovely man at a bookstore, a cult bookstore, who had some dealings with Echeverria once upon a time, and he certainly seemed to confirm that he was a man of some means. Certainly he, taken.
What was it he said? He was the real deal?
Yes, that sounds about right.
You didn't happen to find any pictures of this man, did you?
Mr. Echeverria? Oh.
Yes.
I don't believe so.
No.
I just have a name. How about yourself? Did you find any pictures?
We did, but Miss Abbott, I'm not sure you or the father should look at them. They're somewhat disturbing.
Oh, don't be silly. Don't be silly. Surely it's...
Oh, yeah? Look at these. Wing, 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 wing.
They're down on the table.
They're quite disturbing, actually. You can... do the following. First, let's make a sanity roll.
I tried.
That'll be a success for Alfred.
Okay. You don't lose anything.
Except your innocence.
That was gone a long time ago. In the war.
Father, if someone doesn't pass, you lose 1d2. Here's the thing. You can also, the three of you can make an occult roll.
Ah, finally a pass.
Nope.
Hard success.
Okay. Hard success, and the pass can recognize the the naked people having sex as having some sort of ritualistic importance.
Some kind of ritualistic sex ritual. I've seen it many times.
Says the father.
I think everyone does a double take on the father.
Pretty much.
What?
So, if I recall correctly, Echeverria was... Did he escape this battle with our friends back in Georgia?
No, he's supposed to be dead. Not only is he supposed to be dead, but we found dead and buried.
Yeah, it says only Winston and Henslow survived.
Yeah.
So let's see if I've got this right. Yeah. Yes.
I don't think Echeverria was there.
Well, he was.
I thought he helped. Oh, yeah, it says killed by...
He was the mastermind of the summoning.
Yep. He was presiding over the ceremony.
They busted in with their machine, their Tommy guns.
Vincent Stack and his ilk.
Shotguns.
Yeah.
So this Echeverria was killed. A, B, paid to have him buried. Someone else came along afterwards to put this so-called ritual on him, on his grave.
Well, it may be the same person who buried him. You don't know that.
I would be more likely that it might be someone like, say, Winston or Henslow. To be honest with you, someone who
did the ritual. Did the ritual after the fact.
True, because, I mean, A.B. could have just had it engraved on the headstone to begin with. Although I guess you have
no, it sounds like this was made after the fact.
Yeah,
I understand that, but if he had...
sense. Because it seems like Echeverria is part of the group that was summoning, and Henslow was part of the group that was trying to stop the summoning. So I don't think the Henslow or the shotgun people would be part of, like... Yeah, I think they're on the opposite end of the case.
So some third party did this ritual.
Well,
at his,
assuming they're associated with AB.
I don't think so at all.
Yes, I would agree with I agree with you, Dr. Utko. I believe that I would suggest that whoever did the ritual and the scratching was in fact associated with Winslow. This symbol is they want to keep him dead.
Exactly.
If they believed that he was actually summoning something, they believed that he had killed him, they would want to believe in whatever ritual they thought was necessary to keep him in the ground.
Additionally, if we assume AB is this Buchwald and Echeverria are tied together through this accounting book that we have.
Now, let me say something also about Job's recollection of events. I believe he said that it was only Job and Winston or Henslow and or maybe Henslow is the one who said that it was only he and Winston who survived. That's of the ones, the attackers, the assailants that night. You know, Echeverria could very well have survived. I mean, Job did, and he was on the other side as well.
Well, and
so,
I thought Job specifically said that Echeverria was dead.
Yeah, he got.
I mean, he
shot
could be lying, he could be wrong, but
he said that he was killed. Yeah.
Now, Job was just a member of the cult, right?
He was.
Yeah, correct. Vincent. Yeah, Job says that Vincent Stack killed Echeverria with the shotgun.
Right,
and Vincent Stack was a compatriot of Winston and Henslow.
Do we have Echeverria's first name?
Yes.
I thought we... Surely it was on the tombstone.
Ramon.
We had it before we went to the cemetery.
Sure. So perhaps we should check up for his obituary tomorrow in the paper.
Well, we have his obituary.
Yeah, we have the obit. It was actually... The reason I was saying he may not have been killed, but I was wrong, if we base this off Job's recollection, was because his obit is actually a couple days – is dated a couple days after and another person who seems to have been there – this actor here seems to have died as well. Yeah.
Three of you can make a hard knowledge roll.
Hard knowledge.
Three
of who?
The three that were not the UCLA that failed their knowledge rolls.
No.
So what I was thinking is, so you guys are thinking that the people that did the ritual at Echeverria's grave and the people that etched the symbol on Echeverria's headstone are separate?
No.
The ritual at the grave and the chicken killing and the etching were the same night. Presumably the same people.
Yep, the chicken killing was a voodoo ritual. It's a voodoo symbol to keep someone in the ground. And it's the attackers. It's Henslow. It's out of game. It's the former investigators that raided the summoning who did the ritual and scratched the symbol to keep him buried, to keep him underground.
No, I would say it's
but I don't think but it doesn't make sense. Because then if that was their whole group of those investigators were killed and only the two people in the hospital survived, Or
right, it was, the one person. Well, no, it wasn't the two people in the hospital. It was
one person and then our employers.
Winston.
Winston.
Right, and it was probably one of the two of them. Exactly.
Yeah. Winston and Henslow weren't hospitalized like when they escaped, right? They escaped and were free. Right. Echevarria put to the ground. They stuck around L.A., did the ritual, hopped on a plane, went back to, you know, the East Coast where they were. And then Henslow goes into the hospital because he can't handle what happened is the timeline.
I suspect that these accounting books are related to the drugs. Remember that this whole cult is involved in drugs.
And
I think that tells us that we need to track down this A. Buchwald.
Mm-hmm. Randall, I was on mute for a while. If it makes any difference, I burned a bunch of luck to make the hard no roll.
Okay. So you do know that that guy they're mentioning, Richard Spend,
mm-hmm.
is a movie star. And
the one that the obit says is a movie star?
Yes. But
I'm glad I burned the luck for that.
You remember,
he'll get it back this time.
With the hard no roll, you also do remember that he had some sort of affair or relationship with another not that famous movie star at the time that is called Olivia Querdom. Let me put it down on the chat.
Olivia. Oh, Clarendon. Okay.
That's great. That would be – so that's two leads tied to a
– was Richard Spend a member of the cult or was he a member of the Winston party?
Investigators.
He was one of the cultists.
We know all the names of the
investigators.
Sorry, I was trying to avoid that. But yeah, we know all the names of the investigators. Catherine Clark, Winston Stack, F.C. Coleman, Henslow, and Winston, I believe.
Cora, now that you have passed the no roll, and now you remember this bit, you know, from a long time ago, because it's been a while since you haven't heard the name of Richard Spend, although you have heard the name of Olivia now. She's very famous. She's a movie star now. Very famous one. You take a look at the pictures again, and you spot...
sure do.
You spot Spend on a couple of them.
Oh, well...
Now, it's very blurry, but now that you're thinking about this and you know, making the connection, because they were the ones that found that, you know, the obituary from Richard Spend and all that. You take a look at the pictures again, and you see you're pretty sure that in two of them he appears having the time of his life.
And the obit definitely says that he had been seen at wild parties before, which is pretty well meaningless, but.
Is Clarendon in any of the photos?
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
No.
So she may not know what he was up to.
The affair.
Or only know secondhand.
Right. Did the affair, what was the timeline for the affair? Was that around 1924 or was it much earlier or...
Cora remembers this is from the old movies. You know, it's been more than 10 years. And those were the kind of B movies, not very well known. But given that Clarendon became a movie star, a famous movie star, that's how she made the connection. Oh, yeah, she was with this guy, now that you mention it, some time ago, this Richard Spent.
So maybe we could go talk to his sister. It says here in the paper, Yolanda Spencel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would like to go speak to Olivia. She was at those parties, and she may have all sorts of things to say.
Well, she's pretty famous. Well, you think she would just talk to anyone?
Well, I think I think she would talk to anyone who had pictures of her engaged in immoral activities.
We don't.
She's not in the pictures.
No.
We checked very carefully.
Now, we looked for Miss Spencel and couldn't find a listing for her.
Oh, you did.
Well, I might be able to use police contacts to find her.
Probably could cast a wider net.
So I'm going to ask the question about the white pages. Is there a white pages? Can I look up Buchwald and A. Buchwald in the phone book?
I don't know. Sorry. Let me see.
You probably just call the operator.
Well, I don't know. I mean, L.A. is a pretty big town in 1935.
I wonder if that's kind of I was going to say something like a casting director or something like that for a Buchwald, but that's really going on a limb. It's a bit much. They're not all actors in L.A.
And if they are, then all the A Buchwalds would have some connection to the theater anyway.
they just all want to be actors.
Yes.
It's like the people in Colorado.
No white pages.
Some of them have screenplays.
No white pages. Well, maybe there'll be a lead in these books of account.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need to get to work, I'm afraid. But I'll be ready first thing in the morning. I've got an appointment with the police department to talk about the fire, if anyone wants to come with me. And we've got an appointment with the accountant at noon.
I wouldn't mind coming along and maybe seeing if we could get their help on looking for Miss Spencel after the meeting.
Yeah, I think there's enough criminal activity here that unless something is intentionally being hushed up, that they should be willing to move on this.
Well, I'd still like to go find Olivia Clarendon. I think I can do it.
Great. That sounds wonderful.
Very well. Breaking the putty once more. I love it.
Father, what will you be doing with your time? Can you form another group?
I might be able to. We talked about going to the newspaper.
Yeah, somebody's got to go looking for Spencel.
I think King was going to starting with the police and then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There's six of us. We can split into six groups. Come on.
Exactly.
All right. So let's see. So Sullivan is going to the police with Elliot. Utko, what are you doing?
I guess I'll go with Cora to see if we can find out where Olivia is, and maybe we can look up Buchwald while we're at it.
Okay. And Father? And Miss Esther, what are you guys doing?
You know, I might be of help actually getting access to Olivia Clarendon, at least her agent, because, you know, authors need agents as well, especially ones that are considering moving.
Famous ones?
Yeah, especially famous ones, considering moving into to screenwriting.
Exactly.
Or selling the rights to your novel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think you're
finding
Yes.
You are quite clever, Miss Astor.
Make a luck roll, Steve.
Luck.
Well, so to be historically accurate, though, we're still in the studio systems. There's no agents at this point. Everybody sort of gets signed up by the studio. The studios have all the powers. We're actresses and actresses are essentially chattel or cattle.
Who's representing the authors and the screenwriters? Well, I guess the screenwriters are also under the studio. I got a 51 on my luck. Yeah, that's a pass.
Okay, so at least you're well connected.
Yes. Okay.
And yes, someone was trying to get one of your books, you know, to become a movie, and that's where your connection is coming from. So whoever was trying to contact you is well connected with the movie industry as well.
Excellent. Maybe perhaps I can give them a call.
Oh, that would be lovely. Thank you.
Certain.
All right. So Astor, Cora, going after Olivia, and Father.
Wait, Doctor, are you coming with us?
Yes,
or?
I'm coming with you.
Oh, Mutko. Sorry,
Mutko. I will play the role of the consulting psychologist for Miss Astor's books.
Okay.
Excellent.
I don't know. I'm not particularly thrilled about any of the leads that we have.
Okay. There's something that you haven't done, and that you spoke about that last session. That's what I'm telling you. It needs to check the city hall.
Oh, the records, right.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Okay. So let's start with the... with the police station in the morning. You have your nice breakfast. Let's make a luck roll again in the night.
So everybody?
Yes.
Normal success.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Not a luck roll, a power. But it's pretty much the same.
Oh, power. Wow.
Pass.
Very focused.
Success.
Pow. Success, just barely.
Normal success.
No one failing? What a disappointment.
Sorry.
Hold on, Randall.
Max, come on, to the rescue.
Spend luck to fail?
I'm not there yet. No, I can't spend luck to fail.
Will you give him luck to fail?
Yeah.
You don't only have to give
Randall, 50. How much? I did fail. I rolled an 81.
Oh. Okay.
Made Randall's day.
All right, so I will say with Max and call you in a few.
Oh God. Oh no.
All right, Miss Elliot.
Mr. Elliot?
Yes, Mr. Elliot, sorry. You're back at home.
At the hotel?
No.
Or you mean my dream?
In your dream, yes. You're
gotcha.
Okay. Back at home. It's cool. Everything is clear. You can't even smell your wife's perfume. You know, you're just lying there right next to her. Suddenly you start coming out of the house and you start appreciating the moon, and the moon is red. The ground trembles, and at the horizon, this way and that, you do notice that buildings start shaking and tumbling over. They start kind of falling toward your direction. And from the earth, you see some long yellow fangs that try to get you, closing around you. They're swallowing the ground, swallowing the sky, and swallowing you and your home.
I lean over and I hug my wife. I tell her I love her. And I close my eyes as I hug her.
Okay. And then... You are not sure, But there's a strong smell of oozing honey and blood. It's kind of a mixture as you're holding her. And you turn her around, and you see that instead of her face, she has these yellow feet as well. And you wake up screaming. Okay. Make a sanity roll.
That is a fail.
Okay, 1d4.
It's 2.
Okay. Calling the others.
Back.
You're in separate rooms, though, right? You told me that you were gonna.
No, I don't think we said we were.
Oh, okay.
I think we were rooming together. I think everybody else had separate rooms. Is that what you remember, Steve? Or
it's what? I'm sorry.
I wrote we have 6 rooms, but that might have been a different hotel.
I don't think we discussed how we're. Yeah,
that's true. You haven't discussed, so just let me know. How do you want to do it this time around?
Well, I think we'd be guys and girls, right?
Well, we're on an expense account. I mean,
it depends on how lavish and greedy people are. I would be fine sharing.
I'm going to be up late typing, so it's going to be noisy.
Okay. Yeah, you hear some screaming from. From Elliot's room.
From Elliot's room. Definitely go check it out.
Yeah.
Door
get up on the door.
Anyone who passes Leeson can, you know, be awakened by the scream. So.
An 05.
Okay, good.
I startle awake instantly.
000.
Grab my travel kit.
Nice to sleep well.
Next door.
Dorothy's awake. She grabs her little pistol, jumps in the hallway.
Alfred.
And her robe.
Alfred.
Yes.
Alfred, yes. Is it okay? Are you okay?
Doctor, it's fine. It's
what's wrong in there?
I'll come to the door. I'll open the door.
Can I come in?
I said, doctor.
Now listen, Elliot. Sit down on the bed here. Tell me what happened.
Okay. What is it? Are you all right?
It was a terrible, terrible dream.
Now calm down. Take some deep breaths.
Sullivan goes back to bed.
Yeah. At that point, I think Dorothy will too.
I'm going to use psychoanalysis on him. Tell me. What did you dream about?
Make it roll.
Oh crap! I failed.
Burn some luck, damn it!
I failed pretty badly, actually, considering how high this is.
Elliot, as you start, you know, telling him about the dream, you can see that he starts looking through the window, not paying a lot of attention to your tale.
Yes, yes, yes. I've heard this one before.
Oh yes.
What happened in your dream? Tell us.
I think I did, and you just weren't interested. And the others left because they thought it was okay. Just me being a wolf,
right, well,
having a bad dream.
Do you think you need something?
So no one gets to know, except the listeners and Randall and me.
So 3 people.
Ouch. Yeah.
Very well. Very well, Sean. Okay.
Oh. You have been marked by the keeper.
All right.
Listen, Elliot, do you need something to sleep? I can give you something to
to calm yourself and sleep more easily.
I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Really?
Looks around and then grabs a bottle of something and takes a big swig.
Okay. That may not help you.
Help me sleep.
All right. Get back
to sleep.
You just knock on my door if you need anything.
I will. Thanks.
Maybe in the morning you can tell the others the same story.
In case we're having trouble sleeping.
I go back to my bed.
Morning comes. We're going to start with Team Sullivan. Going to the police station. You have an appointment. You need money, right? All right. So you come to the police station. You talk to the officer in charge, and you tell him showing your credentials, and he checks the. Oh yes, you got an appointment with Detective Hoggins, Trent Hoggins. Let me call him. He grabs the phone, and then speaks with the detective. And you can go. It's second office on the right.
Excellent.
You pass.
Come along. Yeah,
there's a man standing there waiting for you. It's a little bit, heavy set. Could be late 40s. Hello, Detective Sullivan?
Yep.
Is that you?
Nice to meet you.
Looks at Elliot. Oh, it's you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
This is P.I. Elliot, Sullivan. Alfred Elliot.
I'm Investigator Elliot. Nice to meet you.
Oh, come over here. Come over to my office. I'm sorry for the confusion. He's sweating a little bit.
I love how his name is Hoggins, and that you're like, he's overweight and sweating a lot.
And he kind of has a lot of folders and papers on top of his desk. You see that he shares an office with someone else who is now on the, just reading some paperwork. He kind of looks at you and salutes you very quickly with his head and continues to work on his paperwork. They told me that you are looking at the 1924 massacre, right?
Yes.
Just tell me about it.
We were asked to look into a suspicious death out east. And it seems that the background definitely points to the people that were involved in this fire and massacre here. That the man who died was apparently somebody who shot up some of the cultists that were involved in this massacre, whatever those folks were all into.
Okay. Are you enjoying your
Is that
snacks?
Detective Hoggins eating snacks in front of us?
Yeah. Do you want snacks? I have some to share.
Pulls out some cereal and starts eating it.
Yeah. Whoever is a snacking can mute. Thank you. All right. Yeah. I do remember the investigation. I was involved. I was.
You must have been a rookie at the time.
Well.
Kind of trying to like flatter him.
I was not a detective.
Like he's younger than he
is. I was not a full rank detective at the time, but I do remember I was very, very awful, very awful. I was there on site when we arrived to the place. Some of them were still breathing, but they died afterwards. Oh, nightmares! I still have nightmares about what we found.
What did you find?
A lot of you read the papers, I guess. You know a little bit about what we found. A lot of dead bodies.
Well, I know the newspaper reports and the police files are not always the same. I mean, we certainly don't tell the newspapers everything. I assume you guys don't either.
No, that's true. That's true. So, look, here's the full report, right? So, and he passed out a folder.
Nice.
And you can tell, you know, he starts talking about a lot of, about the fire, they need to wait, about the horrible way the people that were still alive died afterwards, while they were trying to get them out, about the how they found some of the bodies, it's like something ate part of their bodies. It was horrible, horrible, horrible. Like this lady over here, her head was never found.
It's terrible.
He passes on the folder. Here, over here. She points at Catherine Clark. You can see Clark. That the ID, this is the ID that we found on her. But it was something strange. It was like some sort of confrontation between two parties about, obviously, there was this cult. They were wearing masks. Most of them were naked. Even we found some people shot while they were having sex.
Yes, we think it's related to some sort of drug operations. These people are just their brains riddled with drugs.
Did you find any drugs on the scene?
Well, that's a very interesting theory. I wouldn't be surprised. Well, the fire took care of, most of the evidence, unfortunately. But we were able to recover where the bodies and the few IDs that we found on them.
Have you ever encountered the name Echevarria before this incident?
No. He was one of the rich guys that we found at the farm. He was dead. Oh. He was shot on the chest. Here, over here. He passes the few pages, and you, for the first time, see a picture of Echevarria.
Oh, nice.
Well, no, not the first time, right? Because he was in the sex photos, we think.
But you now can match
him. Now it's confirmed.
No,
right.
Confirmed okay. ID.
Yeah.
Right. Yep, yeah, clearly, this is the guy that was in all the pictures.
Okay.
we found this guy. There was another one, a man in a wheelchair. He's over here.
Oh.
This over here. Yeah, Coleman. You see? Franklin Cormack Coleman. I think he... We found he was pulled out from the car. It looks like the car was a rental, and he was pulled out from the car, and whatever attacked these people, we were never able to find out the truth because they all died. But whatever attacked these people attacked this Coleman too. It's got to be some sort of animal.
What about a Buchwald?
Buchwald?
Yeah, first initial A.
It's been a long time, but I stayed overnight going over the reports, right?
Mm-hmm.
because you were coming. But no, it doesn't ring a bell. Doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, okay. And did you get any sense of, I mean, did you talk to any, either of the perpetrators?
No.
Did you ever track any of them down?
No.
What do you mean they're all dead?
The people that killed the shotgun people.
No, he was, you know, we clearly identified who was there with the shotgun. He was still holding it in his hand when we arrived. He was clearly dead as well. He was over here. He points at the picture of a certain Vincent Stack, and you can see that from
blamed. Okay, all right.
From 90. He was a PI. Oh. He was a PI like you, Mr. Elliot.
Oh, I know that. It's definitely not like me. If he
No, like please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Yes, well, but I mean, he was a PI.
Yeah, not very good one. If I could make that judgment, but sure. Yeah.
Huh. Oh, and the famous star is Richard Spend.
Yeah.
Do you see a picture of Richard?
So did you were you able to get any history on these guys of, you know, anything that had gone before this or?
Well, the ones that we were able to identify, they all were clear. You know, nothing on them. A few of them were famous people, were movie stars and, you know, have important jobs at the important jobs at the finance district as well. You know, some of them were like that. And he chose some of the names here, for instance, this guy over here, this girl over here, and this actress over here, you know, and just random names. And we found six more people that we were not able to identify. They didn't hold any IDs. They, you know, as I said, you know, it was like some sort of animal attacked him. That's what they were saying. But I never believed that. I never believed that. And that's what I'm excited. You're now following up on this case, Ms. Sullivan. You see, this haunts me. This haunts me at night.
I can imagine. Yeah, the ones that get away always do. I mean, so he seems pretty sincere, right?
Make us a call, you roll.
Okay.
29 is a hard success.
Yes.
Well, let me lay it out for you. And I will, yes, I'll explain that there was a, that some folks out east were following a drug trail that was some sort of weird drug trail, and it ended up out here in California, and that it seemed that this Echevarria was the sort of the kingpin, and that he was doing a bunch of rituals, and that there's a history of these sort of orgy parties. And I will I don't know if I have the photos with me. Maybe I have some of the photos. I'll show him some of the photos of the pre, you know, sort of, so we have some evidence that these things had been going on for some time beforehand. And
you show in the pictures that you found on the deposit box?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he does. Just to be clear, you only have some of the pictures.
Right. Yeah. Some of the pictures. Yeah.
Okay. Holy smokes!
Not the ones right. With Richard Spend.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And
So you see what and we're talking the, about here.
Yeah. So these people, people that came from out east, they were concerned apparently that this group of orgy people were actually summoning some kind of creature. And so they went in with shotguns, and maybe they were taking drugs too, I don't know, but they went in with shotguns and broke up the party and ended up dead, as far as I can make out. But one of them was still alive until recently, and he is apparently, his daughter is pretty sure that he's been killed, and that's what we're looking into. So what that means to me is that some of the people that were in the drug trade are probably still active and, you know, still keeping it moving. And that's really what we're trying to. And in fact, and I'll talk to, I'll say in Savannah, we went and looked to talk to, two of the people that, that were in on this. You probably remember Job. He was one of the cultists that got away and then turned himself in Savannah.
No, doesn't ring a bell. No, Joe. He starts looking at his notes.
Yeah, he made a deal after he got to the asylum in Savannah. He made a deal with the police that he would just stay there instead of that they would treat him there.
What's the name again?
My understanding.
The full name?
J-O-B. I'll give him the first name too if I have it.
Edgar. Yeah. Okay, he wrote it down. I'll look into this. Is this surprise to me? I've got to be honest. I have full interest on this case, but it is closed, right? There was a lot of
back absolutely, and forth. But there's a new case. That, yeah, right.
Yes, yes. There was a back and forth. No one wanted to take full responsibility of this. At the end, it was sent to our office, you know, to manage the incident, and you know. No one actually put a lot of pressure into this. It was kind of...
I can imagine. Some rich people, some sex, some drugs. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, right? You follow me. But
where's the difference from every day?
Always knew that there was something shady going on here. Because we never run into any wild animals when we were, you know, extracting the bodies at the farm or doing our investigation there, nothing. If there were animals that attacked these people, they would have attacked us as well, and we never ran into anything like that.
Now, how big of an animal would you think it was that attacked these people?
Well, several animals, according to the report. You can read it here. He points at the report from the forensics, and... apparently, there were some wild dogs and bigger animals that cannot be identified.
That's
like
what I'm worried about.
Bear size kind of thing?
Dogs could come afterwards.
Yeah. Could be like...
Whereas a bigger animal that's unidentified, I mean, that I'm trying to link it up with the pictures that were the drawings.
Yes, like they make sense, you know, the looks like the depiction from Job was very accurate. Okay, so let's stop here. Think about
I do want to say just for the record that I do turn in and ask to have sent to Savannah a fairly detailed report of everything leading up to the highway brouhaha.
You want to do it? You want to send the report?
So I promised the Savannah police that I would file a report here from LA, and I typed it up last night, and I'm just hoping you can forward it along to them, please.
Sure, I'll take care of that.
Cool.
Grab the report. Very good. So listen, you can spend some time here with this information, and you know,
yeah,
I guess that's what I can do for cool. you, Miss Sullivan, Mr. Elliot, and here's my phone number here. You can call me, okay? If you need me, if you find anything else, great. This is amazing. This is amazing. I knew it. I knew there was something else going on here. I wish I could do some investigation, but of course the case is closed. Unless you run into something else that I can involve myself in again, we can link it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. You will spend some time with the report. Let me know if you have any questions. I will jump with the City Hall, with the FUD.
Yes. Thank you so much, Detective Huggins.
Okay, Father?
Yes.
So what did you came here to look for?
Before I go to the City Hall, I have one stop to make because I tried to do it.
He hasn't been to the zoo yet.
Well, exactly. No, I tried to do this when we were leaving Savannah, but then we got waylaid and had to rush to the airport and didn't have time. I want to go, well, we're in Los Angeles, so there's an archdiocese here. So that'll be even better. I want to stop by the Archdiocese, and I have a letter detailing the investigation so far that I would like to have them send back to the bishop through the official church channels. Not suitable.
Very good.
Not suitable for the public post.
I understand.
And then I would head to City Hall.
Very well. What are you looking for?
What am I looking for? That's an interesting question. So I guess we will. What did we have for a location for where the ritual and the murder and stuff occurred? We had something on that, right?
That was at a farm.
A farm, but you don't have a specific location.
Oh, just now, a farm up north, and that was...
Right. Now, Elliot and Sullivan now have it, right? But you don't know that.
Yeah. Okay, so that's not too helpful. So let's see. What else were we looking for here? I guess any public records on...
Yolanda Spenzel.
Yeah, Spenzel. I mean, Echevarria. Echevarria, that would be kind of interesting, but maybe a little too on the nose. But certainly anything I could find on him. Spenzel. And this Buchwald, if there's an A. Buchwald somewhere in the archives, I guess.
Okay, make... library use. Depends on what you get. You get different information.
Let's see. So that's a pretty good success. I'm pretty high on luck. So I am going to spend 7, 8, 9 points of luck to make that an extreme success.
Very good. So you spent some 4 hours here, Jim, doing your research, Father.
Yes.
And you find the following. You find that Yolanda Spenzel is the sister of Richard Spend. And now you get an address or where her current house is. Check. Yeah, it's in downtown LA. It is between downtown LA and the beachfront.
Okay.
So you can tell that it's a high-end neighborhood. Yeah. The other thing that you find are two different two different addresses for Chavarria. One is the same address these guys found for the farm, which is kind of outside the city. And the other one, let me look for that here. You obviously are looking for the old records, right?
Yep.
And apparently he acquired a home, a property at Highland Park around 1908, which is also a high-end neighborhood. And you find his records of the taxes that he was paying. Everything was in perfect, you know, he was paying his taxes on time, never missing a date or anything like that. And you do notice that everything was managed by his accountant, Abraham Buchwald.
Mm-hmm. Well, there we go. Okay. Cool.
Very good. So that's what you find during your morning on the city hall.
Okay.
So let me move to the others. Miss Astor, you kind of you contact your VIP. Is he back?
Hi. Yeah. Can you hear
Steve?
Me?
Steve. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I heard you contact your VIP, and I lost you for a second there. So sorry.
No, that's it. You contact your VIP.
Okay.
What do you want Great. To do?
Okay. So so who exactly is my VIP? Is it like just is it like an agent? I mean, what I would like to do would be to tell them that I'm interested. And I'm maybe thinking about making the move to LA from the print to maybe the screen. And one of the people I'm thinking about for a part would be Olivia Clarendon. Can you do me a solid and maybe set me up with her and interview for her?
Mm.
A movie?
Well. Yeah, this is a guy, right? The agent is a guy. Well, she's aren't you shooting too high?
Too high, darling. Yeah, have you read my books?
I apologize. I guess you're right. let me see what I can do. Can you hold the line?
Certainly, certainly.
Okay. You get some music while you're there waiting. After a while, he comes back to you and says, got you booked for dinner tonight.
Lovely, lovely.
Is that good for you?
It certainly is. What are the particulars? Restaurant, that type of thing, black tie affair, something more casual?
Oh no, nothing casual. Are you paying, of course? That's part of the conditions.
<You know. laughs> Certainly, darling, certainly. The yes.
Yes, so it's an Italian restaurant. This is a high end restaurant down in downtown, and he gives you the name of the restaurant.
Okay. Name and time and all that. I will hang up. And pass the information to Cora and Dr. Utko.
All right. So you get dinner with Olivia at the restaurant Italy Forever around 6. So if you guys want, we can skip all the way to dinner.
Sure.
And
well, that works for us, but I mean, there's daylight burning for the other folks.
Right. Yeah.
We've got to do the accountant, certainly. But yeah, for those guys, that's cool.
All right. So let's go to the accountant very quickly. You.
And the father would have lunch and then head out to the address that we now have for Miss Spencel.
Okay. Very good. Actually, let's stop here for tonight. And let's get back to those appointments next week.
That seems to be a good plan.
Alrighty.
Holy cow. What a web.
A lot of information today.
Yes. Tangled web. Randall weaves. And we're definitely not
just trying to follow it.
We're trying to rip all the different, you know, connections off of each,
all the threads
each side of
the
web. So,
I'm sweating here.
You're sweating. What are we going to screw up?
Exactly. We haven't shot anybody yet.
Just moving. How many different page holders, post-it notes, or fingers do you have to have in the book at all times?
I can tell you that we are covering right now, like from page 70, page 80 to around 100 and something. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All of the work.
Thank you, guys. It's a good workout. Oh,
thank you.
All right, guys. Hope you're having fun. Right,
thanks, okay. Randall.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you next week. Bye.
Yeah.
Right. Good night.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.